Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world, to the sound bites you need to hear, it's Quick Hits.
Jake, what's going on?
Hey, Jake, how's it going?
We're doing good. I feel like I had to talk to you before I just started randomly spitting off a random sports thing that we're going to react to here. So, very nice to have you in. Very good to talk to you
today. Yeah, that's about the third time we've done the whole Jake and Jake bit, so
yeah,
that's so always fun, too.
That'll just be a fun part here. I don't know that we sound enough like each other that people are going to be mistaken. That's probably more of the me, JP route that people talk about.
But, and it's the looks, too.
Yeah.
Whenever people are in front of us, they always make the comparison, so...
I'll tell you what, we can start right here. Alfonso, caller in from New York. He commonly calls into this show, my show as well. He tweeted at me in the burger bet video that was posted on the afternoon drive Twitter account, where Coach Riz paying his burger bet up to Nick. He added me and said, "Is that you in the backwards hat?"
I did see this.
To the point where I didn't respond, but I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, I feel like this should be offensive to you. Like, I don't know what you weigh, but I have a good chunk of pounds on you and definitely a good chunk of weight. You should be offended. Very slightly, you should be offended.
I didn't take offense to it. Just in the moment, I was like, I even went to your ex account, viewed your profile picture, then went to mine and viewed mine. And I'm like, I understand how we look similar. But if you watch that video on the Afternoon Drive account and then just take an extra 3 seconds to actually see what we look like, I think it'd be pretty clear that that's me and not you in that video.
Listen,
and it makes more sense for me to be in an Afternoon Drive pre-show meeting than it does you on any given day.
By a long shot. And maybe that's part of just, I mean, you're not in most of the videos. People might not know what you
look
like exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I'm sitting around and I'm like, okay, yeah, we're blonde with a little bit of red in the beard. We wear glasses. I get it. I've also never, I don't wear hats. Doesn't happen.
Yeah, and I'm the backwards hat guy.
Yeah.
So if there's a video of anybody in a backwards hat, it's most likely me. I mean, I know Nick does too, but when it comes to people that look like us, backwards hat, you can guarantee that's me and not you.
If they get you and Nick confused, then...
Then I will be offended.
You will be offended.
Yes.
For, I mean, so there's just not even a comparison. It's not even close.
Omaha! All right, Jake, despite a 141-118 win over the Pelicans last night, Cavs head coach Kenny Atkinson needed an in-game reminder from one of his players on just how to have fun out there.
So I got upset today. I think we went from, we were up 23, and I think they cut it to 18 there in the fourth quarter, and I started to get upset. And Darius hit me on the cheek like this, just to remind me, I get uptight sometimes. And, he's like, smile, so it is a kid's game, and there's got to be joy in the game. And, as a coach, sometimes you can lose sight of that. But DG's kind of the one that reminds me, kid's game, enjoy this thing.
Does it feel like the vibes are really just all the way back with this Cavs team after just back-to-back wins at home?
I mean, they got to be back a little bit in some degree, because I think there's a good message there of this is probably a team that's been uptight. I mean, clearly, they have not looked like they've been having fun prior to these two games. You get a couple of wins on the board. You're up by 18. It's like, hey, I get it. Like, your job is to keep us in line, but at the same time, We are up 18 still. Like, we are in a really good spot to the point where you don't have to blow up. I don't know that I can say they're fully back because you beat the Hornets and the Pelicans. You should beat the Hornets and the Pelicans. You should have been beating up on the Hornets and the Pelicans probably last week.
And the Bulls before that, yeah.
Yeah, like, there was a lot of games there where you weren't beating up on anybody. So I'm not going to say they're fully back. They could get waxed tomorrow by the New York Knicks, and they probably go down a little bit. But it's definitely a good sign. I'm going to push towards this is a much better thing than not.
And it helps when you score, what was it, 130-plus against the Hornets and then 141 last night against the Pelicans. Those shots are going through. That has to build confidence. But even looking at the bench in a game like last night when it does look like these guys are having fun, there's a different energy behind them from that three-game losing streak, from losing 7 of their last 10 to having all these conversations on hot seat talk and is the roster still together, just having the wins actually count and matter, and it leads to at least some excitement for tomorrow's Christmas Day showdown.
Yeah, at least a little bit. They were missing everything under the sun, so I think we have to at least get a little excited when they can shoot 40% from three in a game.
Omaha!
All right, Phillip Rivers, right back to his old ways, was mic'd up and, I mean, just sounded like the old Phillip Rivers that everyone remembers from 5 years ago. Audio courtesy of Inside the NFL.
Hey, that's bullcrap! That's bullcrap! Don't start that! Hey, don't start that mess!
Rivers has a free shot, throws into the end zone, touchdown!
Boo! The stick and go! Stick and go! Heck yeah, baby! Let's go! Get going!
Am I the only person who gets really bothered by the fact of Phillip Rivers just like, I don't know, acting like, I mean, I know he's got a lot of kids, but he acts like they're right in front of him at all times. He refuses to be a man of a little bit of just, I don't know, like, it's funny, but at the same time, like, it gets stale for me.
Man, it's fun. I love Phillip Rivers when he gets mic'd up and you get moments like these. It's so weird because he's, what, 40-plus years old? I'm not sure what his exact age is.
Now.
44. He's a grandfather, and I feel weird calling him endearing, but it kind of is endearing. Like, you know how you have older people, and like people are like, oh, that's such a cute thing that they did, and it's just because they're old? I feel like we're getting to that territory right now with Phillip Rivers saying, let's stinkin' go. Should we do, like, LSG instead? Like, what are we doing here with Phillip Rivers? It's been a fun couple of games with him as the Colts quarterback, but don't ever change. I enjoyed this persona from him.
I'm so out on it. It just becomes so stale. Like, there are really good moments that he has, but at the same time, it's like, Phil, you're an NFL quarterback. Like, you can let loose a little bit. Like, you can say something more than let's stink and go. It reminds me too much of Fernando Mendoza. I think that's the problem. It's just like full-blown nerd. Like, we're national flipping champions. Like, no, you get away with swearing on national television there. You really do.
Phillip has more country to him, though.
He does.
Mendoza's full classroom nerd. That is his entire persona and character.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Omaha!
The Spurs handed the Thunder their fourth loss of the season last night. It's actually the second time that San Antonio has beat OKC. Well, Victor Wembanyama thought now would be a good time to introduce a victory celebration to his hometown crowd.
I would like with my teammates to introduce a little new tradition that we've been working on with the Jackals over there. So please, everybody, arms up in the air, spread your arms. Everybody spread your arms.
All right, so it's essentially a Skull Vikings chant, but Wemby just hits the drum twice at midcourt and they clap. Rate the new celebration for San Antonio.
I mean, I like this kind of like a six. I think it's really basic. It's kind of boring. Also, this is like a victory celebration. Like, I'm all for it. Do something. Everyone's kind of got their own thing. I think this would be so much more intimidating if you were doing this before the game started, rather than, oh, we won the game, let's all clap together. No, you just did that for the last 3 hours.
Right.
We all just sat there and clapped and watched the game. You do this before, it gives you a little bit of chills walking into the arena. Like, if this was right before introductions, I'd be all in. The fact that you got to wheel out the drum after the game's over, people have to stay in their seats.
That's it, right there.
I kind of lose it.
That you have to stay for it because people already leave early to avoid traffic at sporting events all the time. But now you're going to have people be like, yeah, but we have to stay because they're going to hit the drum twice. And that means we have to clap afterward. And it's going to be so much fun. I don't know if we need post-game victory celebrations in the NBA. Like, I know the Kings had the light the beam meme, yeah, and that, like, was all fun and good.
That's also cool because it's outside the stadium.
Yes, that is, that I'm all for. But this idea of having to wheel the drum out and then hit it, and it's a total ripoff of what the Vikings do with the skull chant anyway. Lack of creativity here, and I just don't think it's all that great.
Right, bring it to basketball. I like the fact that we're doing something because right now you have just about nothing, and it adds a little something. So that's why I gave it a six, but yeah, it lacks a lot.
And Wemby was like, we spent a lot of time working on this. Yeah, how much time did it take you to come up with that celebration?
Guys, we're going to hit the drum twice. They're going to clap, and then we're going to speed it up. Never done before, just everywhere else in the world of sports.
Yeah, this is a thing. Omaha!
All right, let's go to the DK Metcalf incident. Obviously suspended 2 games, that was upheld on his appeal. News coming down now that the fan will have no recourse. There will be nothing pushed down on the fan for the interaction as well. Does this feel like a lack of investigation coming out from the NFL in this entire thing?
Yeah, you definitely feel like the fan should be accountable for something.
Especially because of the whole prior incident in Seattle with DK. I just can't feel like that's absolutely nothing.
Right. Like, this is, without a doubt, a horrible fan. And I feel comfortable saying that with the history involved and then what happened last Sunday in Detroit. It's a horrible fan, and you can criticize DK for even going in there in the first place and engaging with that. And I feel bad because my whole perspective of this situation has kind of changed with that $45 million guarantee in DK's future contract just being gone now because of the suspension. That is absolutely brutal. But there should have been something for this fan. And it doesn't excuse what DK did, but I don't think a lifetime ban, I think, would probably be in order for this fan. At least something to keep them accountable to.
Yeah, like, I don't know, guy can't buy tickets to the lower bowl, something, right? Like, you got to keep him away from, like, it. And listen, we don't know if the allegations that were threw out against the fan were true or not, but the fact that you are having things that go up that bother a player enough, and yes, I agree with you, DK shouldn't have been over, I mean, it's during the game. You don't need to be over in the stands. My God, I mean, the fact that he just walks away scot-free, there was clearly something done. And then the fan was cheering after it happened. Like, he had a goal in mind, and a goal that I feel like we should not be promoting for the fans to have.
And it just uplifts the fan too, because isn't this exactly what that fan wanted?
Exactly.
And can't this fan who has, again, proven that they're a bad fan, has history proving that as well, he can go around now saying, yeah, I cost DK Metcalf $45 million. Look at me. And that's not going to stop him or anybody else doing the same thing in the future.
It's going to encourage the behavior, if nothing else.
Exactly.
All right, Jake, good stuff out of you. When we come on back, we are going to climb into the Cavs because a Christmas Day game that once felt really, really cool and a big moment to be back now feels a little bit less than that. You get to do it in 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick in for Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.